Blog Talk Radio.
Talking a lot about who else but Donald Trump. Everybody else has got him on the mind. We have him on tape. We have him on video, which none of his supporters are deaf, dumb, and blind when it comes to the fact that the President of the United States is just an out-and-out liar. So we're going to spend the first 10 minutes of our show letting you hear from the horse's mouth, so to speak, who actually is responsible for the government shutdown. So, you keep hearing Donald Trump contradicting himself with every word that he goes through. I've never seen someone double talk so much, but this is going to be such a fun show. So let's get to the show today. This is All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, with my amazing Adrienne. She'll be joining us shortly. And the show starts right now.
They seem so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you had closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good.
So this is All You Need to Know Radio. Welcome to what is going to be one of our best shows of 2019. I'm hyped up. I'm ready to give you the truth. I'm ready to give you the facts. and it's going to be straight from the horse's mouth. You know, guys, 800,000 people did not get paid over the Christmas holidays. I want you to remember that when you go to the polls November 20th in 2020. Did you get paid for Christmas? Did you have to look in your kids' eyes and tell them that Santa Claus will not be coming because the President of the United States is a big crybaby and he didn't get his way? I mean, how childish is that? But I'll tell you what, there's a new sheriff in town, and her name is Speaker of the House of the United States, House of Representatives, and Donald Trump may have written Art of the Deal, which, by the way, he did not, just another lie in all of his lies. However, Nancy Pelosi schools him in the art of politics. So the Art of the Deal meets Art of Politics, and Nancy Pelosi tries to get Trump time and time again to get the media out of the room, and he will not do it because his ego is too big and he thinks the American people want to watch their government bicker like children. And I don't know about you, but I'm one of the ones that don't want to watch that bullshit. So let's get today's show. This is All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. We are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio right now because we are being courted by another radio station that wants to carry our number one show. Thanks to you guys. I don't know what we would do without you, but I just want to tell you how much we appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is All You Need to Know Radio. Twitter is All Need Radio. Instagram is All You Need to Know Radio. I think on Instagram we're over 55,000 people following us, and we had like 33,000 last week. So thank you so much, guys. But Instagram, I think, is kind of taking over the Facebook era. So we'll talk about that and be ready, okay? So this is going to be without interruption because I don't want the crybaby Rush Limbaugh to get out there and scream, we're taking advantage of Donald Trump. You know, because Donald Trump seems to me that he should be able to take care of himself. And the thing is that he can't. You know why? Because he's a crybaby that doesn't get his way. And when he doesn't get his way, what do babies do? They throw a fit. They cross their arms. I have never seen a sitting president of the United States sit in the Situation Room or the Oval Office, and he's so fat he can't even sit in the chairs that are provided. You know, with him being the commander-in-chief, you would think he could actually get them to build him a chair that doesn't make him look like such a fat ass, but I guess that's not happening in the cards anytime soon. But listen, this is going to be the entire interview. Listen closely, because Nancy Pelosi tells Trump how it is, and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, the new sheriffs in town that are bringing honesty back to this country, get Trump. It's called a rope-a-dope. Anybody know what that is? Get ready to listen to the President of the United States schooled in his own office, in the most powerful office in the world, supposedly, besides the fact Donald Trump has degraded it to the point that it's not that important anymore. But I felt that even if it's going to be 10 minutes, it will be the best 10 minutes of your life. I encourage you, put your headphones on. Do whatever you need to do, but you need to hear this in its entirety and not with the media doing any edits. Also today, we want to remind you guys, we have an amazing sponsor of our show, America's Best Property, Chris Bates. He's going to be joining us on the show a little bit later on in the show to tell you about how his company is changing the market of property management. And let me tell you something, guys. I've known Chris for a long time. And usually to be a sponsor on my show, I crawl up your ass with a fine-tooth comb. I didn't have time to do that because we've been so busy with Chris. But that's how much I believe in this guy. Last thing, then we'll go to tape, is that there is an organization here in Dallas, Texas, that I go to every year. It started out as something really, really small, and it was called the Teddy Bear Party. And the Teddy Bear Party was designed to have people come in and dance and have some drinks and get to hang out with their friends. And when they did that, your entry was a teddy bear that went to a child that would not have, I believe, Christmas, or they're having some type of medical problems. But if you go to our Facebook page, you will see all the teddy bears that were collected this year. My good friends Jason Hanna and Joe Riggs are up for an award in the Dallas Voice. And I want everybody, once you listen to this recording with Donald Trump, to please go and vote for this amazing cause. They deserve it. They deserve to win. They really, really go all out. And they're nice guys. They are married. They live an amazing, exemplary life in the gay society where, you know, the heterosexual society wants to write us off just because we sleep with different types of people than they sleep with, and they want to judge us. Sit back. It's time for you guys to take a seat. These guys have two kids. They're beautiful. They are well-behaved. They have respect for their parents. And I want you to hear that again. They actually have respect for their parents. And that's a lot of the problems in this world today is bad parenting. These guys are exemplary in it. Jason Hanna, Joe Riggs, All You Need to Know Radio takes our hat off to you and hope that you win this vote with the Dallas Voice. Go to All You Need to Know Radio. It's right there on the front page. Go to Best Party for a Cause and go ahead and vote for it. We greatly appreciate it. Now, without further ado, get ready. It's that good, guys. I have never heard Donald Trump told like it is, and it was by a woman. So the most powerful man in the country, and it's just the United States, not the country anymore, was schooled by the most powerful woman in the United States, the new Speaker of the House. I take my hats off to her, Nancy Pelosi. And if you listen, she urges Donald Trump to get the media out of the room so he does not look like a fool. He does not take the bait. Producer, roll 1001. Guys, I want you to tweet me at All Need Radio. I want to know what you think. Here we go.
Thank you very much, my fellow Americans. I am very proud to announce so the wall would get built.
Whoops, that was the wrong one, but here we go.
We may not have an agreement today. We probably won't. But we have an agreement on other things that are really good. Nancy, would you like to say something?
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to meet with you so that we can work together in a bipartisan way to meet the needs of the American people. I think the American people recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything, and that you should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House, you have the Senate, you have the House of Representatives, you have the vote. You should pass
no,
it
we don't
right
have
now.
The votes, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House.
And we don't
you
have.
You could bring it up right now.
Yeah, but
today.
I can't. Excuse me. But I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Well, the fact is, you can get it started that way.
The House we could get passed very easily,
okay,
and we do.
But
the problem is the Senate, because we need 10 Democrats to vote,
well,
and they won't vote.
That's not the point, Mr. President. The point is that there are equities to be weighed, and we're here to have a conversation in
Correct.
A prayerful way, so I don't think we should have a debate
Correct.
In front of the press on this. But the fact is, the House Republicans could bring up this bill, if they had the votes, immediately, and set the tone for what you want.
If we thought we were going to get it passed in the Senate, Nancy, we would do it immediately. We'd get it passed very easily in the House.
No, that's
we
not
would
the
get
point.
It, Nancy, I'd have it passed in 2 seconds. It doesn't matter, though, because we can't get it passed in the Senate because we need 10 Democrat votes.
Well,
that's the problem.
Again, let us have our conversation, then
that's
we can
right.
meet with the press again. But the fact is that legislating, which is what we do,
right.
you begin, you make your point, you state your case. That's what the House Republicans could do if they had the votes. But there are no votes in the House, a majority of votes, for a wall, no matter where
exactly
you start.
Exactly right. You don't have
if
to
I needed
house.
The votes for the wall in the House, I would have them
mm-hmm.
in one session,
well,
would
go
be
do
done.
It. Go do it.
It doesn't help because we need 10 Democrats in
no,
the
don't
Senate.
Don't put it on the Senate. Put it
of
on
course.
Put it on the negotiation.
Okay, let me ask you this. Just, and we're doing this in a very friendly manner. It doesn't help for me to take a vote in the House where I will win easily with the Republicans.
You will not win.
It doesn't help to take that vote because I'm not going to get the vote
well,
of the Senate.
The Senate.
I need 10
President.
Senators. That's
Mr.
the
President,
problem.
You have the White House. You have the Senate.
I have the
you
White
have
House.
The House
White House is done. And the House would give me the vote if I wanted it. But I can't because
well,
I need, Nancy,
you
I need
can't.
10 votes from Chuck.
No,
all right, let me say something here.
Let me just say one
Go
thing.
Ahead.
The fact is, you do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. And we need
well,
border security. Nancy,
we'll find out.
Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10. These are very serious people. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible what they've done. But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking to do harm. We need the wall. We need, more important than anything, we need border security, of which the wall is just a piece. But it's important. Chuck, did you want to say something?
Yeah, here's what I want to say. We have a lot of disagreements here. The Washington Post today gave you a whole lot of Pinocchios because they say you constantly misstate how much the wall is built, how much of the wall is built, and how much is there. But that's not the point here. We have a disagreement about the wall,
the Washington Post.
Whether it's effective or whatever. Not on border security, but on the wall. We do not want to shut down the government. You were called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. We don't. We want to come to an agreement. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government, and that's what we're urging you to do. Not threaten to shut down the government because you, let me just finish, because you can't get your way.
The last time you shut it down, you
yeah,
got killed.
Let me say something, Mr. President. You just say, my way or we'll shut down the government. We have a proposal that Democrats and Republicans will support to do a CR that will not shut down the government. We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It is very good border
security. And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It's what the
because when you look at these numbers of the effectiveness of our border security, and when you look at the job that we're doing with our military...
You just said it is effective.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you just said
without a wall, these are only... areas where you have the walls.
We want to do
where you have walls, Chuck, it's effective. Where you don't have walls, it is not effective.
Yeah.
Let's call a halt to this. We've come in here as the first branch of government, Article 1, the legislative branch. We're coming in good faith to negotiate with you about how we can keep the government
open.
We're going to keep it open if we have border security. If we don't have border security, Chuck, we're not going to keep it open.
I'm with you. We are going to have border security.
And it's the same border. You're bragging about what has been done.
By us.
We want to do the same thing we did last year, this year. That's our proposal. If it's good then, it's good now, and it won't shut down the government.
Chuck, we can build a
but
much bigger section
let's
with
debate,
more money.
Let's debate in
okay.
private.
Okay?
Yeah, let's debate in private.
That is devoid, frankly, of fact, and we can...
We need border security. I think we all agree that we need border security.
Yeah,
is that
we
right?
do.
Good.
We do.
See? We get along. Thank you, everybody.
You say border security and the wall. Can you have border security? Without the wall.
You need the wall.
Security.
The wall is a part of
border
security.
What it means to have border security.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need border security. The wall is a part of border security. You can't have very good border security without the wall.
That's
no.
Absolutely not true.
Just
that go. Is a political promise. border security is a way to effectively honor our responsibility.
And the experts say you can do border security without a wall, which is wasteful and doesn't solve the problem.
It totally solves the problem.
But I don't want to take this.
And it's very important.
Unfortunately, this has spiraled downward when we came at a place to say, how do we meet the needs of American people who have needs? The economy has, people are losing their jobs, the market's in a mood. Our members are already...
Well, we have the lowest unemployment that we've had in 50 years.
60 people of the Republican Party have lost, are losing their offices now because of the transition. Their people are not... The morale is not...
And we've gained in the Senate. Nancy, we've gained in the Senate. Excuse me, did we win the Senate? We won the Senate.
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
When
I did.
Let me say this.
We did win
North
Dakota and Indiana.
This is the most unfortunate thing. We came in here in good faith, and we're entering into this kind of a discussion in the public view.
But it's not bad, Nancy.
No,
it's called transparency.
I know. It's not transparency when we're not stipulating to a set of facts, and when we want to have a debate with you about saying we confront some of those facts.
You know what? We need border security. That's what we're going to be talking about, border security. If we don't have border security, we'll shut down the government. This country needs border security. The wall is a part of border security. Let's have a talk. We're going to get the wall built, and we've done a lot of wall already.
How big a part of border security is the wall?
It's a big section. It's a big part of it.
Is it everything that you need?
It's a big part of it. We need to have effective border security. We need a wall in certain parts. No, not in all parts, but in certain parts of a 2,000-mile border, we need a wall.
How much money?
We are doing it much under budget. We're actually way under budget on the areas that we've renovated and areas that we've built. I would say if we got $5 billion, we could do a tremendous chunk of wall.
Do you want to go a step less, though, and are your guests...
Well, we're going to see. Look, we have to have the wall. This isn't a question. This is a national emergency. Drugs are pouring into our country. People with tremendous medical difficulty and medical problems are pouring in, and in many cases, it's contagious. They're pouring into our country. We have to have border security. We have to have a wall as part of border security. And I don't think we really disagree so much. I also know that, you know, Nancy's in a situation where it's not easy for her to talk right now. And I understand that. And I fully understand that. We're going to have a good discussion, and we're going to see what happens. But we have to have border security.
Mr. President, please don't characterize the strength that I bring to this meeting as the leader of the House Democrats who just won a big victory.
Elections have consequences, Mr. President.
Let me just say...
That's right. And that's why the country is doing so well.
But the President is representing in terms of his cards over there are not factual. We have to have an evidence-based conversation about what does work, what money has been spent, and how effective it is. This is about the security of our country, to take an oath to protect and defend. And we don't want to have that mischaracterized by anyone. And
I agree with
that.
I agree with that.
We are coalition. So let us have a conversation where we don't have to contradict in public the statistics that you put forth, but instead can have a conversation about what will really work and what the American people deserve from us at this uncertain time in their lives.
The one thing I think we can agree on is we shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute. And you want to shut it down.
No, the last time, Chuck, you shut it down.
No.
And then you opened it up very quickly. And
20 times.
I don't want to do what you did.
20 times,
Chuck,
you have called for, I will shut down the government if I don't get my wool. None of us have
you
said...
You want to know something?
You've said
it. Okay, you want to put that
on my...
You
said it.
I'll take it. Okay,
good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle
good.
Of shutting down.
That is
and
lucky.
I'm going to shut it down for border
security.
But
we believe you shouldn't
okay.
shut it down.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
God strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade.
still enough time to figure out how to chase the blues away. I've done alright up till now. It's the light of day that shows me how. But when the night falls, my lonely heart calls.
Like we needed to hear some feel-good music. So that music was one of my most best friends in the world, country music superstar Ty Herndon. If you haven't heard, Ty Herndon came out as the first openly gay country music superstar. And when he did that, he was garnered praises by Garth Brooks, Tim McGraw, Alan Jackson, just people that you would not think that would have come out against, that would not come out for him. You know, you would hope that in today's society, that was what would happen. So did you enjoy that as much as I did? This is the only place that you got to hear that whole version unedited. So now we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss this. Adrian's going to join us live. You're once again, you're listening to All You Need to Know Radio. I'm your host, John Riley Hollywood, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Incidentally, if you'd like to join the show live, you can call us at 516-531-9990. That's 516-530-9990. Press 1 if you want to be part of the show or simply listen to the show. Also, when we come back, Adrian doesn't even know this because it's going to be a surprise to her. But we have a way that we can help people that are having some financial trouble, and all you got to do is refer people to our show. We'll discuss that when we come back. Once again, this is All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Riley Hollywood, with my amazing Adrian. We'll be right back.
So now what?
This is when the operatic section comes in.
Oh, the operatic section, yeah.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me. For me.
On forever, 6 bloody minutes.
I pity your wife if you think 6 minutes is forever.
To believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying that we're okay, but I don't want to settle for good, not great. I miss the way that it felt back then. I want to feel that way again.
I am your host, John Hollywood, and my producer was just telling me that's like one of my favorite songs by Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley, Remind Me. I kind of got caught up in the moment and started singing into the microphone, so millions of people might have just got a listen to my vocal talents, which, by the way, are amazing. So let's get to today's show. The most important thing that we need to do is to bring on my beautiful, my amazing, my heart-filled, charitable co-host, Adrian! Say hello to everybody, darling.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody.
We're going to get Adrian in the studio with us because, first of all, I want to look at her beautiful face every day. But that way we can kind of correlate this a little bit better because I'm about to fire our producer. I'm just kidding, Riley. But he can't seem to get it right. You know, I am a perfectionist. If my friends know me, my ex-partner doesn't know me that way anymore, but that's a whole nother show we'll do one day. Don't ever piss somebody off that can write songs or cheat on somebody when you know they are going to come across to millions and millions of people about your dirty deeds in life.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
But I'm a bigger person than that, so no names will be mentioned.
Well, you're bigger than Donald Trump, so you're a whole lot bigger person.
Wasn't that priceless?
Terrible.
No, you're missing the point. Don't listen to what, Adrian, close your eyes and picture that 10 years ago, would you ever have thought that the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, would be sitting in the Oval Office and being told by Nancy Pelosi, who everybody trashes because she's so good. And that's how you know when you're doing something right. When they come after you hard, like Rush Limbaugh and all these other right-wing people, or left-wing or middle-wing or whatever the hell they are anymore, I lose track. For me, we're all Americans. And the bottom line is that we've lost sight that we're all Americans. And if we would just get back to that, that would change things. But with the, don't miss the point. The President of the United States was just checked, put a big green check mark across his face. Nancy Pelosi just fooled him in politics.
She checked his ass real quick, and this is how it was. It was like, Nancy, I understand that you can't talk right now. She was like, nope, shut up. Don't put words in my mouth. I can speak for myself. And I'm like, hug and kisses, Nancy. Go for it. But it tickles me at the things that his words were. What did he say? He said, I am proud to shut the government down for border security. But he'll make a stand on border security.
If only that were true. Like, if only the sky was blue every day, which is a fact normally. If only the sun, I think it's yellow. I could be wrong. I think the color of my car is black. Those are all factual things. Did you hear her tell him that everything you say in these meetings that you're trying to impress the media are not factually based? That's a nice way of saying you lie about everything. I found that entertaining and depressing all at the same time.
Absolutely. I agree. But my problem with him is, why would you make such a stand? Okay,
if you only have one problem with her, you and I need to talk. Because we have a laundry list of things that are wrong. So you got to be more specific, girlfriend.
Okay. Well, let me do it like this. That's just one problem. My issue right now, well, with the problem and what him saying, why he's so shutting the government down for the border security. Why do we need to get meth from across the border? Why are all the drug dealers coming out of Mexico when meth is cooked here at home? You know, don't continue to blame certain drugs. There are more domestic terroristic attacks inside the border in the United States. We don't have to go and have other people to come in and kill us. We're doing it ourselves. So why is it in his mind that he continues to point the finger at other countries coming up with BS excuses for this fake-ass wall that's not even going to make a big-ass difference, instead of putting the money in different departments where we can teach kids meth, teach them what meth can do, what it looks like, all these other type of things? There's shit that he can do here domestically instead of worrying about a damn wall in Mexico.
But, baby, are you listening closely? All right.
Yeah.
This wall is never going to happen. Nancy Pelosi has made it very clear, if she gives him anything for the wall, it'll be $1. And every time the reporters keep trying to ask her this question a different way, she looks at him. I've seen her on 3 different interviews. Why do you keep asking me about the wall? My position has not changed about the wall. Just because the president wants to say it over and over and over and over and over doesn't make it true. In fact, it makes it kind of sad, because it makes it sad that he can't remember what he says before, or he's just absolutely an idiot. The thing is that Donald Trump is, in my opinion, is really underestimating the American people. And I hope and pray on my knees that his people are listening to all of this. I hope and pray that of the 800,000 people that lost their paychecks because of Donald Trump not getting his way, remember that when they go to the voting box. If Russia doesn't have locks on them and they haven't figured out a way to get Donald Trump to let him in our systems by that time. I will continue to say this until Donald Trump is out of office. The sitting president of the United States is a Russian spy. He was put in the White House by Russia. He was not put in the White House by the American people. He lost the popular vote by 3 million people, and he had to say it was because of illegal immigration when his wife came into this country illegally. So the thing is that every damn thing that comes out of this guy's life and his mind and his thoughts, they're all lies. And the thing is, the reason I wanted to play that interview is the very next day, I believe that interview was somewhere around Christmas, poor Donald Trump, I felt so sorry for him. He was in the White House on Christmas Eve all by himself, waiting for the horrible Democrats to come back and make a vote to protect our country. Wake up, Mr. President. We see right through you, and you're going to feel it at the voter box. I mean, my God, in the midterm elections, it was a red bloodbath. That was right there was showing that the American people are tired of this. And see, Donald
John,
Trump is under the misconception. Hold on a second. I'm on a roll, girl. Donald Trump is under the misconception that the American people listen to what he says and they ignore what he calls the fake media. But what, in essence, what he's done is he's given the fake media, like CNN, which I know Anderson over there, I know Chris over there, I know several people over there. CNN is a reputable company, and Donald Trump doesn't have a reputable bone in his body. And the bottom line is, when he calls it fake media, that means he's wrong. Donald Trump is so transparent, a five-year-old child can see it. Think about it. Every time he says it, like Hillary, about her emails, just when he gets in office, his people use non-private emails. But Donald Trump is missing something here. And I'm going to say it out loud, and then I'll let you have your piece. And then Chris is going to be joining us, our sponsor. So get ready, guys. He's got some good information for you. But the thing is that a lot of Donald Trump says that he won this election by a landslide. Let me be very crystal clear. That's a fucking lie. Donald Trump won narrowly by in the history of this country, by a narrow margin. But yet he goes out and he talks about how it was the most historic win since Ronald Reagan. And let me tell you something. Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan both rolled over in their graves as he made those comments. I mean, the way he compares himself to people who actually have morals, who actually have a character, who actually have a good reputation, who actually can go to a regular bank and get a loan where Donald Trump can't, it blows my mind. But what I'm trying to say is that Donald Trump got a pass from a lot of people for two reasons in 2016. One was that people, for whatever reason, hated Hillary Clinton. That's just the facts. I voted for her. I loved her. She is the most qualified person to be president. Nobody can deny that. But the Republicans were able, with the Russians' help, to paint her as in frail health. And what does every American not want in the White House? First of all, let me just say this out and out, and nobody else wants to admit it, but I'm going to say it. This country does not want a woman as a president right now. And as sad as that sounds, that's the truth. So Hillary had so many obstacles coming at her. That's why Donald Trump narrowly won this election. As Robert Mueller's investigation goes on, it's going to show this election was stolen from the rightful person that should have won, Hillary Clinton, by the popular vote, because the Electoral College was fixed. it was a con job to the American people. And in the Constitution, it clearly states if you are elected as President of the United States and you are elected but with the help of any foreign country, that election becomes null and void. Now, I don't know that I want to have that happen, because that means that Donald Trump's dumbass supporters are going to take to the streets and we're going to have civil war. So I don't know why I got on off that. You got me on my soapbox, Adrian. But it's something that really needs to be said as right now, because believe it or not, we are already in 2020 election mode.
And what
that's
what I was
going to
ask you.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, has anybody on his board, on his KKK board, has anybody said anything about him going on ahead and wanting or thinking about running for 2020? Has anybody said anything in his camp?
Honey, baby, I'm going to have to watch you, get you to watch the news with me more. Donald Trump started running for 2020 6 months after he was in the White House. He was already putting together a campaign manager, a campaign staff, and he was probably putting it in one of his Trump towers, charging his campaign where he's making money. I mean, the roosters are going to come home to take this guy down hard. He sees it coming. But to my point about the 2020 election is, in 2016, with everything that happened, a lot of Americans gave Donald Trump a chance because they were tired of hearing politicians lie to them. All politicians lie. I will 100% say that. And when they get in office, they realize that it's not how it works. They have to back out of what they promised. But here's the thing.
Well,
when Donald Trump was put in that office, he was put in that office because he was going to be different. He was going to, what was that quote, drain the swamp? He's made it swampier. I mean, he's put people in cabinet positions that don't even know their job.
Correct. That's all because they were tired of Obama being a black man.
No, we're not going there.
Wait.
Adrian,
they wanted something. They wanted something different. They didn't want to go all the way different and go with a woman. They wanted different, as in somebody that would actually come in and just wreck shop. Mind you, presidents in the past, they had a type of courtesy to them. They knew how to get up there, and if somebody was yelling, what other president have you seen that has Twitter and talk so much shit about everybody else? Even as much as other presidents were dogged and knocked down and all that stuff, nobody else has stooped to a level like he has, and that's like good TV. It's good television.
Absolutely,
like,
but listen, let's go to Twitter real quick. 78% of Donald Trump's 56 million followers, everybody listening out there, they're fake. You want to talk about the irony of fake news? Donald Trump's Twitter account is mainly fake accounts. And if you want to know I can tell you how you can check and find out, because everybody does it. Justin Bieber does it. Madonna does it. Taylor Swift does it. They do it to get a media presence. But the thing is, it's something that everybody does. Donald Trump took it to the extremes. And then when he became president, then he took over a legitimate account. But I want to go back to this Obama being the black president and things like that. I respectfully disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't think it mattered who was in the White House at the time. I think that we had reached a point in society that people were tired of the politicians telling you one thing at a campaign rally and get you all excited about what's going on and what they're going to do if you put them in office, and you get them in office and they do none of it. And all they do is blame it on Washington. And Donald Trump, for the very first time, came in and said, I'm going to do this. I mean, you have to give the guy credit, or whoever was helping things out with his campaign, which I think it was Roger Stone, which I think he was just indicted the other day on 7 charges. We'll talk about
yes,
that for a second in a minute.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's a funny story. But the thing is that people were heard somebody for the first time that was not a politician, and he's saying, I am going to go in and shake things up. And let's think about what the average American knows about Donald Trump. Trump hotels, which are widely advertised to be successful, which they're not. They actually all don't make a lot of money. But he did have a number one television show for years on NBC called The Apprentice. So if you're sitting there and your choices are the same as you've got before, like with Hillary Clinton, then you might want to give someone like Donald Trump a chance. Donald Trump will not get that chance again from those voters. Those voters, to me, are going to make a difference. They are going to make a difference at the ballot because people are sick of it. We are the laughingstock of this world, and it has to do with the sitting president of the United States. All right, guys, I'm so sorry that I kind of just, like, went on my soapbox about this. But this needed to be said, and that's why you need to listen to this show, because I am a person that tells you like it is. It is not fake news. Everything I've said, if you want to call and challenge me on it, my phone lines are open at 516-531-9990. I challenge any Trump supporter, including my biological mother or my biological sister. Call in and tell me why you still support this racist, homophobic, sexual predator, liar. And that's just the nicest things that I can think to say. Why do you still support this guy? When we come back, we're going to talk to Adrienne and get her a look on it. Also, Chris will be joining us from America's Best Property. Thank you for letting me have my time there, Adrienne. I love you to death. It was worth it, trust me. All right, guys, this is All You Need to Know Radio. We are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you tell your friends. When we come back, we're going to tell you why. And we need to take a really quick break. Adrienne, tell them how amazing you are.
I'm amazing, everybody.
She's amazing. Now, I know that went out over the air. Let's just hope when I was singing the other song it didn't. This is All You Need to Know Radio. We'll be right back.
You know, man, in the old days, I always knew, like, you were going to do something, that you'd be all right. It's the first time I'm worried about you.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Okay.
Tell me something, girl.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Almost every single person has told me they liked the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look.
I think you're beautiful.
Hey.
What?
I just want to take another look at you.
In all the good times, I find myself longing for change.
Here's what we're going to do.
Come sing that song
that I love.
No, I can't do that.
Here we go.
Look at me.
All you gotta do is trust me. All you gotta do.
Appreciative of, and Chris, I want you to tell not just America, because I don't know if I've told you this or not, we're actually heard in Afghanistan. We're heard in, this is a little scary,
Russia. Russia, are you listening? If you can find those 30,000 emails of Hillary Clinton's, they will be very rewarded. Now, another investigation against Donald Trump, because they're saying that's a dog whistle to Russia. Sorry, Chris, I couldn't resist. So
okay.
let's talk about something more important, and that's what you're trying to do is change the way people can get into properties. Take it away, my friend. The microphone is yours.
Well, thank you very much, John, and I appreciate that introduction. I'm very grateful and humbled by your faith in myself and my company. What we do is we're taking property management to a different level. Right now, we're specializing in VR vacation rentals by owner because we do that because a lot of owners can do it themselves, but it's very time consuming. It's if they work and what have you, have busy schedules, they just don't have time to manage their properties right. And what we do, we're taking vacation rentals by owner to a different level by offering concierge service in the vacation rental. If they want a private chef for their vacation, we'll provide a private chef. If they want limo service, we'll get limo service. If they want a wait staff,
that sounds like something I may want to talk to you about.
Yeah, it's going to really change the way people vacation, and it's real exciting. I'm negotiating some other properties in Texas and Louisiana, and would like to even branch out and get some properties, probably, some overseas properties. I'm working with one in Alaska right now that I'm hoping will sign on with us. And, we want to offer places all over the world.
Don't tell people about stuff that's coming. You have to push
okay.
it. You have to hold it back. Tease it, baby.
Gotcha.
Tease it.
Gotcha. So we're growing real fast. In fact, my phone hasn't quit ringing for weeks. So we're just really, really excited about the market and about, making a change in the market and where we're going with this.
Tell people how they can reach you, my friend.
You can reach us on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page. You can go to America'sBestDevelopmentInc.com, which is our parent company. And you can.
I think we also have a link on that on our Facebook page.
Yes, I believe you do. And also, you can reach me direct at area code 210-264-2073.
Now, see, guys, that is somebody that is honest and that believes in what they do when they give you their personal cell phone number. I had a company called Cornerstone Wealth. You remember that company, right, Chris?
I do remember.
70,000 people worldwide we changed the credit repair industry and cost the credit bureaus millions and millions and millions of dollars because they couldn't compete with us. So they had to go to Congress to basically get a discriminatory law to go after us, which I will go to my grave with a big smile on my face about that.
Absolutely.
We took on multi-billion-dollar corporations and made them put their money where their mouth is, all because they couldn't compete with us. I'm really excited about this adventure because I really, really do believe that this is something special. And I'm really glad that you're allowing us to be on this endeavor with you. I think that it's going to be – I think you already told me you're starting to get phone calls just from our show already.
Absolutely. I'm very grateful that I was that we signed on with you. And like you said, I knew a long time ago we were going to do business together. I just wasn't sure how.
Now, don't tell people how old I am.
No,
although I don't look my age. And I have
me
to say, there's pictures all over the internet of me. Thank God back in the 1990s there was no iPhones. However, I wouldn't change a bit of it. All right, guys. So important. You want to be part of this. If you want to, you want to go on vacation, don't do it the normal way. Do it the way the stars are doing it. Do it with America's best property management. Call my buddy Chris Brett Bates. Give him your direct number again, buddy.
It's 210-264-2073.
Also, hey, have you gone and voted for the teddy bear party thing with Joe and Jason Riggs?
As soon as I get to my other office, I'm going to vote. I heard you on driving over here, and I would do that as soon as I get back to my home office.
Okay, if you have not been to this party, it's amazing. They bring in the best DJs. They bring in performances. And what I love about it is your entry is a teddy bear that changes children's lives.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think it's amazing. I really do.
Hey, John, I'll be in Dallas in a couple of weeks. I'm going to look you up. We'll have to do lunch.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you to that.
I
have people that can find you.
All right. I'm pretty easy to find.
I know, my friend. So, real quick, do you think I'm right? And then we got to go because we're already – my producer's like yelling in my ear, but guess what? I'm the boss. I do what I want. You tell them to shut up because this is information the American people need to hear, and not from somebody who lies about it. They need to hear about it from somebody who tells them like it is. So
absolutely.
Do you think I'm right about 2020, that Donald Trump was given the benefit of the doubt by so many people, and I don't think he's going to be given that doubt this time?
Oh, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. His base is already dropping off. So I think that whoever run, I believe a brick could run and probably win.
I think Mickey Mouse could run and
absolutely.
Beat him.
Absolutely.
And I think it's hilarious that he keeps throwing out there that he is, okay, listen to this. The producer's putting music in my ears so loud I can't even hear myself. But I can talk louder than you can turn that music up. All right, guys, we do need to end today's show. We did go over. Chris, thank you so much
once again
for your sponsorship. Guys, when you're booking a vacation, America's Best Property Management, remember that name. Also, as a personal favor, please go vote for Jason Tana and Joe Riggs. They have the two cutest little boys. I mean, they're so adorable. And they're exemplary parents. And that's what's wrong with this country right now. Bad parents. So, thank you so much for joining us, Chris. Have a great day. Guys, next week, I wish I could tell you what the show's going to be about. But Donald Trump's ever-changing circus doesn't give us the ability to really plan a show until like a day or so before the show because it's always breaking news. I mean, they need to change it to breaking news. I'm trying to figure out something to do it with. With that, my name is John Riley Hollywood. I am your host of the number one show, All You Need to Know Radio. Thanks to you, we are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Although someone else wants us to be on their station too, stay tuned. One thing we did not get to do today, and I'm so, so sorry, make sure you listen next week. We are going to be giving you away by just getting people to listen to our show. You can make cold, hard cash. This is All You Need to Know Radio with my amazing co-host, Adrian. This is Gwyneth Paltrow. She's married to Chris Martin. Who knew she could sing? Well, you get to listen to it. This is from the number one movie, Country Strong, with Tim McGraw and Gwyneth Paltrow. And this is her singing. Good night, everybody. Take care of yourself, because nobody else will. Until next week, good night. I'm not great.